Okay, up next, we'll move along to Washington State coach June Doherty. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask Coach a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Anne Marie Anderson of Pac-12 Network.
Hi, Coach June.
Good morning.
You had to make a major adjustment in the middle of the season. What did your team gain? We know what you've lost with Shaylee, but what did your team gain from that?
Yeah, no, it is tough to have the loss of Shaylee Dean Saw. I thought she was playing her best basketball, no doubt, in January, and really a big piece of what we did both offensively and defensively this year. But I think the thing that happened, we adjusted quickly to go to a little bit smaller lineup and a little more guard-oriented, and made us have to step up our defensive scheme and made some people have to learn, some different roles very quickly and learn the system very quickly. But we changed up our defensive scheme because of it. We went small ball, and I thought we got quicker. We had some great results defensively because of it. In the long run, you look back, you hate losing her, but it allowed us to add some variety to what we were doing defensively. It gave a lot of our other kids, especially some of our true freshmen, opportunities to play, and so they've become better because of it, and they've been getting some very valuable in-conference play to get ready for postseason.
And then a follow-up to that, Mariah Cooks. You were wondering right after the injury who was really going to answer the call. You knew you had a lot of players who could. It appears that Cook answered that call. What did she get out of the last half of conference season?
Well, I think that, Mariah's been playing, some really outstanding basketball. But I think that the message after the Steenfall injury was that everybody's got to step up a little bit. It can't just be one person. And if we did that and we continue to improve and change up the scheme a little bit, then we give ourselves an opportunity to be right where we want to be with our goals this year. But that being said, I think everybody did do that. And I think that Mariah, at the beginning, tried to be two people. She tried to be Dean Saul and Cooks, and you can't do that. And I think when she relaxed a little bit and just said, hey, I got to play harder in these couple areas, especially rebounding-wise and defensively, then I could really help this team. And then I think that she, went out and has continued to play some outstanding basketball. I mean, they have 18 rebounds and 13 points against a very athletic and talented USC team is a great testament to her improvement this year.
Thank you, Coach.
Our next question comes from Howie Stalwick of Sports Press Northwest.
Hey, June. How you doing?
Good, Howie. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, as fun as it was to watch last year, I presume you're expecting a slightly calmer, more normal score this year than in last year's game with Oregon. Just in what all ways do you see them being a different team this year than last?
Yeah, that was a great game for both schools. And I don't know how many records we broke in that game, like 8 or 9, with all the high-flying scoring. There wasn't much defense on the floor. But, first of all, let's give, great credit to Kelly Graves and his staff in their first year at University of Oregon. He and his staff have done an outstanding job. Gosh, they've improved every week. You just watch them improve. They, too, have gone through some adversity with some injuries. And I think they know their identity now. They know their roles. And they're playing at a very, very high level. Obviously, to beat Stanford on their senior day was a great testament to that team and the progress that they've made. But again, hats off to Kelly and his staff and their players for what they've done. I think they're gonna they still love the transition game. There's no doubt about that. That hasn't left that program with the coaching change, and they'll run when they can, and they've got some great athletes to do that. But I think defensively they really mix they mix it up. They're playing a lot of different defenses, giving a lot of teams a lot of different looks to try to obviously get stops and control the tempo of the game. So I think that's different about them. I think the other thing is they play some small ball too. Sometimes you see Louetta move to the four for them. They move the basketball very, very well. But their go-to people, with Aileen in particular, she's had a phenomenal year. So they're definitely in their half-court scheme. Kelly Graves has a huge playbook, and he certainly uses it. So I think that they, you know, they definitely are, you know, they've had a phenomenal year, and they're peaking at the right time, obviously, with that huge win last weekend against Stanford.
Yeah, you mentioned Jillian, obviously, a great season. It looked to me like you tried to double her most or all of the game in Pullman and occasionally sag a third person onto her. Just what makes her as good as she is, and without giving away trade secrets, do you plan to double her most of the time again Thursday?
Well, she's a phenomenal athlete and a fierce competitor. I mean, that kid gives you every ounce on the floor when she's on it. I mean, she plays so hard on both ends, and then her transition, whether it be for defense or offense, I mean, she doesn't take playoffs. I mean, this kid's an unbelievable specimen and a hard worker and all. So, we have great respect for her. We've got to put our game plan in here, and we'll go get after her best we can. And at the same time, you can't forget about the rest of her company, because she's got some very talented players around her, and they can shoot the three very, very well. So, game plan wise, I guess we'll keep it all top secret till you see us on Thursday.
Okay, what do you think you have to do, June, to get into the NCAA tournament?
Well, our goal is to go out there and play hard, one game at a time. Play good Cougar team basketball, share the ball, play with great intensity defensively and rebounding-wise. If we do that, everything will take care of itself. Everything will take care of itself, and I think that we'll give the committee plenty to talk about as far as Washington State women's basketball in the field of 64.
If you get two wins, do you think that's enough?
I think that would definitely help us. That would help strengthen our case. We feel very good about that, but right now we can't control any of that. What we can control is how hard we're going to play, how well we're going to play together, and execute the game plan on both ends of the floor.
One last question, June. I'm sorry, I didn't look up when spring break is. I know that affects sometimes whether Bill wants to go for a host thing if you did end up in the WNIT, but have you guys made any host bid yet for the WNIT if you do not get in the NCAA?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
You have already?
Yes.
Would that be for first round or?
You don't know. When you bid it, we are bidding first and second round, yes. And all. That's what we're bidding. You don't know, what the other schools are bidding as well, but we've definitely put our chip on the table.
Great.
All right, perfect. Okay. Very good. Thank
you.
Appreciate your time, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.